9:32, we set Matt, our producer, out to merry hell this morning. He's outside Anne Summers, aren't you, Matt?
Yes, hello, I am.
How is your pulse levels?
Reasonably calm. It might just suddenly start racing.
Okay. Right, your chore, your task, as it were, is to go into the store. Because this survey today found that 77% of men don't know how to buy underwear for their girlfriend or wife because they might end up with the wrong ones, usually. So, Matt,
yep.
Go and do your thing. Let's see
right.
How you get on.
Here we go. I'm going to be putting it on speaker so that our listeners can hear as clearly as we can.
Okay. Fabulous.
Okay, are we ready?
Yes. Go to Anne Summers. Off you go.
Here we go.
Matt going into Anne Summers to buy underwear.
Help, though, because okay. This is going to be the first Christmas I've had a girlfriend.
Okay.
And I need to underwear because that's what she wants.
Okay.
First thing I have to ask is, do you have anything under £10?
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, he's in action.
I want the best for it, but I am on a budget right. After all.
Oh, you have to anything like. We have a sale boy, but he
yeah.
You want to get the bras.
Right, okay.
I don't think there will be anything that's £10 and under. Bottoms we will do.
Bottoms we will do. We'll go for that. We'll go for that, yeah.
Colour she likes, doesn't like.
Yeah, this is the thing. We've only been dating for about a month and a half, so
okay,
it's a bit tricky at the moment. But
so okay,
I want to get the first Christmas right.
Okay.
Don't get too risky. She's about double D, I think, size-wise.
Okay,
so
dress or she takes for a bottom?
Oh, yes, of course, going for the bottoms, aren't we?
Yeah.
Again, I don't really know much about this kind of thing. So what sizes have we got?
Well, generally she's got a dress size 8.
Dress size 8.
She tends to go out with dress size 18.
Okay, so, let's go for about a 16, 15 then.
A 16?
Yeah.
Okay. So 16, right.
Yeah, okay. Right, okay. Yeah, I reckon that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go one size bit.
Yeah.
They can
always exchange
your. Yes, thank you very much. Yeah.
Keep the tag on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like
yeah. Okay. Yeah, I reckon pink's a good colour. Yeah.
White and black as well?
Yeah. Let's have a look at the white. It's in comparison. Yeah.
He's doing well, isn't he?
Yeah, I think I prefer the font style.
Oh, oh dear. Yes. He's coping quite well, isn't he, under pressure? Doing fabulous.
I've got a little white
from
that.
Oh, no.
Do you want
pink? Yeah, let's have a little pink then. Back to the pink.
Certainly go for pink. Go for pink matties in Anne Summers.
Yeah.
He's going for a thong.
Oh,
I haven't got an 18, but we're in silver, not
thong. Oh, I think Christmas isn't going well here.
You want me to just put them
at that? Yes, please,
yeah.
If you wouldn't mind. Okay.
He's going for a size 16 thong. Sounds like I don't have any in stock.
For you, sorry,
yeah, thank you.
He's not showing any anything scared, is he? He's not scared of doing it, is he?
You there, Phil?
I am here. I am.
Yeah. He just gone out the back to find some soap coming in my size I've asked for.
Oh, he's out the back. Oh, he's going out the back. Blimey.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Brilliant. You're doing well. Doing well. Keep going. It sounds like the music has stopped over there, so we'll keep track on what he's doing. Okay. Fabulous. Welcome back, Matt.
He's still there, Phil. She's coming back.
All right, okay. Matt's still there at Mary Hill.
What's the result?
Okay, you haven't got that in 18.
Oh, no.
I found those two.
Oh, we're going blue.
Well,
oh,
so blue. Those
blue and I quite like the pink ribbon on the
yeah,
front.
Yeah, it's got a lady's got up to tell.
Pink
right,
ribbon.
Okay.
Let's go for the blue with pink ribbon.
Yeah.
I think I don't really know what I'm doing.
He's in Mary Hill at the moment.
Yeah,
he's in Anne Summers.
No, that's just it. Thank you very much.
They sound very helpful down there today.
No. Have you got any bags? Yeah, thank you very much.
The bag will cost
thank
him
you
5 pence, you watch. Unless they're charging £10 a bag.
Thank you very much, there you go. Yeah.
He's doing well. Just checking out.
Thank you very much. thank you very much. And if she throws a strop on Christmas Day, you'll be seeing me on Boxing Day. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And that's a result. Matt has bought some underwear from Ann Summers.
Yeah, God.
Hey, well
it's like
done,
walking
Matt.
Into a lot. It's like walking into a lion's den.
It is, isn't it, eh?
Oh,
did you go bright red?
No, I had to go blue with a pink ribbon in the end.
No, did you go bright red?
Oh, yeah, I did go bright red. probably. Obviously, I can't look at myself in the mirror.
Oh,
in time.
Oh, well done, Matt. That is a result and a half. You certainly had some help there.
Oh,
come back to base as quickly as you can and I'll
try and get there by the end of the show.
Yeah, we'll put them on display on our Facebook page. Excellent stuff.
Thank you very much.
Well done, well done. So it's a result from Matt. He went into Maryhill. We sent him on a task. 77% of men don't know how to buy underwear for their girlfriend or wife. Of course, shop assistants. They're at Ann Summers in Maryhill. They're doing their job perfectly well. Very helpful. We'll see what he comes back with, shall we? And stick a picture on our Facebook page. Oh, we're in the festive spirit. We certainly are. We're trying to get hold of Matt. He should be in just a short while. Oh, he's just coming through the door. Oh, he's got an Ann Summers bag on him as well. Oh, brilliant. Hey, what a result, Matt. Well done.
Hello.
Fabulous. Oof. You look a bit hot and flustered.
Partly in the rush to get in here before the end of the show. I mean, actually, you know what was more embarrassing? Walking through Maryhill with an Ann Summers bag in your hand whilst in a hurry.
What, as if you're like going home to try them on or something?
Yeah, exactly.
So what were your feelings when you first went in there, Matt, when you walked through the door?
I understand the pain that 77% of men now have.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Right.
But for the first time, you'll do it again, won't you? You'll do it again.
I don't know.
And this is somebody who hasn't got a girlfriend yet, eh?
Not at the moment, anyway.
Not at the moment, but after today, you never know. So come on, get out the bag. What have you bought?
Right, well.
And how much did it cost?
£5.
£5?
Yeah.
For a complete set?
No, I'm afraid they couldn't do a complete set for £10.
Oh, you could have bartered them.
So, yeah.
So what have we got? Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. I deliberately did everything wrong. I ignored all the advice.
That's all right, because we had Sarah on the phone. She says you changed the sizes about 3 times while you were there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was trying to make it entertaining as well.
Yeah, entertaining it was. And yeah. What did the...
Well, you know, I deliberately tried to make it seem like I didn't have a clue, and even more than I probably, you know, naturally didn't have a clue. I think I over-exaggerated it just for entertainment purposes.
That's excellent. That's fabulous. So what was the name of the lady who helped you?
You know what? I didn't ask her name.
She didn't have a name tag on or anything?
No.
Okay, so down in Ann Summers there. Thanks very much.
Now, I must applaud them for their customer service and how well they did under my awkwardness.
Absolutely, yeah. You've done very well, Matt. I'm impressed. So well done. Thank you. We'll get a picture of you modelling those things in a bit.
Oh, will you now?
No, only joking. So you bought a thong back.
Yes.
I don't know how we ended up down the thong route, but...
Again, I just tried to make it awkward, really.
Brilliant. I like the bit at the end where you said, if it doesn't fit, then bring it back on Boxing Day.
Yeah.
Oh, well done. Well done, mate. Well, that's a fantastic result.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get a picture on our Facebook page in a bit.
You say it's over, that you're leaving. Get out of my way. Out of my way. Wait.